The standoff in Thailand continues today. Thousands of protesters still occupy a key district in the commercial center of Bangkok. Leaders of the so-called red shirt demonstrators said today they're ready to accept mediation from a group of Thai senators, but the government says it won't negotiate with the red shirts until they end their rally in the capital. British crime novelist John Burdett is the author of Bangkok 8 and 3 sequels. We've reached him at his summer home in Le Lot, France. John, you live in Bangkok part of the year. You've seen the news coverage coming out of Bangkok these past few weeks. What's missing from that coverage, as far as you're concerned, that keeps us from really understanding the story?
Well, everything in Thailand is extremely complex. I think what's really missing is the juxtaposition of two really quite contradictory forces. The one is the politicization of the rural poor in the north, which was really started really only about 8 years ago by the former Prime Minister Thaksin. Thaksin was kicked out in a military coup. He's now in exile, so the people who voted for him feel that democracy has failed them. On the other hand, he was successfully prosecuted, and nobody seems to doubt that it was a fair prosecution, for a massive fraud way out of the scale in a country where there is admittedly quite a lot of corruption. But the people behind the prosecution are supposed to be upper middle class aristocracy groups. So that what looks like a simple situation is complicated because you can't say who's right and who's wrong, who are the goodies and who are the baddies.
Now, was it Thaksin Shinawat who politicized the rural poor in the north? I mean, is he kind of the creator of this beast now?
Well, he politicized it in the sense that he was the first leader who actually took notice of them, who took them seriously and understood that they had serious problems. He's from the north himself. One of the things he did is that he made free or very low interest loans available to them so they could improve their farms and their houses. And because no one's ever cared about them before, many of them seem to almost worship him. And that reverence, you know, it's been turned into a radicalized political movement because of the circumstances I've just described, in particular the military coup which ousted him.
Mm. Now, the fact that a group of protesters up until very recently are able to congregate in a very civil fashion in the city center, I mean, essentially catered to by the government in some ways, I mean, this made a lot of people outside Thailand take note. I mean, it was a very civilized protest. What do you think it is about Thailand that permits this kind of demonstration while business continues all around? I clarify, up until very recently.
Yeah, partly it's Buddhism. 90% of the population are Buddhist, and they believe in peace, even the more radical ones. So that to permit them to go there peacefully is really part of the culture, but it's also very important to remember that the present government was not elected, so that if they're seen to use violence to kick these people out when they themselves have not been elected, you're really looking to the risk of a civil war scenario. So I think that also is behind it.
So, I mean, again, it did get quite violent in the past week, a violence that many say they hadn't really seen in recent times. Does that also mean there is an underlying tension in Thailand that on occasion does explode? I mean, you alluded to the possibility of civil war here.
There is an underlying tension, and it comes from the massive disproportion between the poor and the rich. There are some incredibly wealthy people in Thailand, and there are some extremely poor people. I've never come across anyone who's actually starving, but pretty close. So there's that tension. But to make matters a lot worse, in recent days, really, it's become quite obvious that in amongst the red shirts, there are some professionals in handling weapons. In other words, they're either renegade soldiers or renegade police. And so there's a lot of violence, the extreme violence using firearms, has come from this group. And this has caused enormous alarm amongst the population. And it's actually turned a lot of people against the red shirts. People are saying in Bangkok, oh yeah, there's Thaksin Shinawat sitting in his luxury palace in Dubai while he's arranging for people to get killed in Bangkok. So it hasn't helped them at all.
Our conversation with British crime novelist John Burdett continues in a moment. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Bangkok 8 author John Burdett told us a moment ago that people in Bangkok believe that Thailand's ousted prime minister, Thaksin Shinawat, has a hand in the current standoff in the Thai capital. Burdett says both the government and the Thai press have been providing the evidence on Thaksin.
He's massively rich, and the government I saw in the Bangkok Post today have come out and said that there's evidence that there are a huge number of drawdowns of funds which were then distributed to leaders of the red shirts. So that's the implication. But whether it's true or not, everybody believes it. No one would think that Thaksin would not find ways of supporting this group.
So you said you've seen poverty in Thailand. It's obvious. People are not starving, but you've seen it. So tell us about these rural areas where these red shirt demonstrators come from. Have you visited these villages?
Oh, yeah. To look at them, they often look like very neat small holdings. But it's in the northeast, a place called Isan, a huge area, which, unlike the rest of Thailand, is not particularly fertile. So the life of a farmer there is not particularly easy. To make matters a lot worse is the people there do not think of themselves primarily as Thai. It used to belong to Laos. The dialect that they speak is Laotian. And when they say my country, they don't mean Thailand, they mean Isan. And when something comes to isolate them like this, the feeling of loyalty is much more towards each other than to central Thailand, to the government in Bangkok, for example.
I got to say, it's still a very complex situation in my head, but maybe you can tell us, what is at stake for the region of Southeast Asia with this kind of standoff in Bangkok?
Well, Thais themselves, you speak to any educated Thai, middle class perhaps, is going to say the last thing we want is a Burma situation. They do not want corrupt generals running the country, as is the case in Burma. On the other hand, if you look at other examples like the Philippines, it's not a great act to follow either. You look at Vietnam, that's doing okay, but how long will the socialism there last? Cambodia bombed itself almost out of existence in the civil war. There's not a lot of examples the Thais would like to follow, but they would deeply like their own democracy to work and to be perhaps a shining and unique example. And to a certain extent, they were succeeding until all this erupted.
I mean, it kind of seems for outsiders here that the government in Thailand is really confusing as well. I mean, it seems to be this mix of parliamentary democracy and military rule, but there's also a king. I mean, what is the king's role in all of this?
Well, yes, there again, you put your finger on it. The king is probably the most successful king in modern history. He's done marvelously well. He was the only one, apart from Thaksin, who cared about the rural poor, but he acted in a very different way. He had communes and model farms and things like that to help them become self-sufficient agriculturally. And he's absolutely worshipped by the people. And whenever there's been a problem like this before, he has stepped in, but he's now in his 80s. I think he might be 84, 88, I can't remember. He's very frail, and his influence over the red shirts has seriously diminished. But he is still a very powerful figure.
John Burdett, let me ask you this finally. Sonchai Jitplichip, the protagonist detective in your novels, is a pretty thoughtful observer. What do you think he'd make of the current trouble in Bangkok and in Thailand in general?
I think he'd think it was inevitable. If you read the book, the army and the police are pitted against each other in every one of my books. And when something like this happens, I can't help thinking, gosh, I must have read the signs right, because that's exactly what's happening now. The police are very much in the Thaksin camp and therefore sympathetic to the red shirts. The army, for the most part, are on the other side. And so you've got this battle between the police and army, if you like, in a sense, being writ large in central Bangkok.
Is that going to be a dynamic in your future books?
It already is. I'm halfway through the next one.
Crime novelist John Burdett's most recent book is The Godfather of Kathmandu. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.